It is time now for Mondays with Mac, presented by Chapel Hill Tire. Every Monday morning at this time, we chat with the head coach of the Tar Heel football team, Mac Brown. They got a big game coming up this weekend at Virginia, Saturday at noon, looking to snap a four-game losing streak as we get further on into the season. They've had an entire bye week off to get ready for the Cavaliers. Coach Brown, thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Thanks, Aaron. Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Before we talk about the game, we have to address some really sad news. It's been a week since Tylee Kraft passed away, and we haven't spoken since then. How are you holding up? How are the players holding up? How's the family holding up?
Aaron, it's been a difficult 2.5 years, but Tylee taught us so much. He's so tough and so strong, and the life lessons. In the last month, he just really dropped off. And we all saw him just die right in front of us. And that's so difficult anyway. And for all the moms and dads out there that have lost a child, thoughts and prayers with you, man. It's a tough thing to see that mom bury her son yesterday. And our players are doing well. We're all trying to grasp what that means, and that losing a guy around their age is so very difficult for them. All of us have reflections of things that happened. We lost another player in 2001 at Texas, so Colt Pittman's mind and his family are in my heart right now as well. But the team went down, and the staff yesterday, and the funeral was wonderful. There were a lot of great testimonies of Tylee and what he meant to us. And what we've all got to do is make sure that with his passing, that we learn from the energy he had, the integrity, the toughness, the values, and make sure that we live our life better. And it's just another reminder that we don't have any control of how long we're on this earth. So we better control what we do while we're here. And we said grief is really, really difficult. Everybody handles it differently, and you never move away from it, but you do move forward. And you make sure that you keep his legacy where it needs to be, and we're doing that at the university. I'm proud of the university. We've got the nutrition rooms named after him. We've got Tylee Strong. It's a sign that the players will touch before they go on the field, home and away. They've got a plaque with who he is outside of the nutrition room. So his legacy will be there for many, many years, not just right now. We're putting a logo on the field for the last two home games with Tylee Strong. He got an honorary graduate degree. So many people have stepped up and wanted to make sure that his family, this football team, and our community honors the great 23 years that he gave us.
Well, you know that there's so many more important things in life than football, but it's also your job to get the team back focused on Virginia. How do you strike that balance in the next few days?
Well, we've got to start over. We played the most of the Georgia Tech game. We played the best we've played all year. We're healthier than we've been. We've got all of our offensive linemen back for the first time. We got our offensive line coach back. So we should continue to get better on offense. Jacoby Criswell improves every week at quarterback. We've got to stop the run better. The kicking game's better. So Virginia's playing really well. They're 4-3. We've had a history of not doing well in Charlottesville. So this would be a good test for us to go back to work. And like you said, our job is to play the best that we can play, Aaron, and win games. And you've got to make sure that you do not forget Tylee and disrespectfully move forward. But at the same time, there are other aspects of our lives that we have to handle at the same time.
Speaking with Mac Brown, this is Mondays with Mac, presented by Chapel Hill Tire. Game's coming up on Saturday. It's a road game. It's at noon. A lot of fans are going to be back here in Chapel Hill watching. A bunch, I'm sure, are going to be making the trip up the road to Charlottesville. What's your message to the fans a few days out from Saturday?
Well, we're asking the players to start over. We had a great three-game start, unbelievable win up at Minnesota, and Then we've struggled for 3 weeks, even though the last, or for 4 weeks, but even though the last 3 weeks we've been in the game in the fourth quarter with a chance to win. And now we need the fans to step up and start over and keep fighting, because this team continues to fight with all the adversity they've had. And we need the players to do the same, and let's finish this thing right.
Game time noon on Saturday in Charlottesville. We'll cover the entire game for you, beginning with Inside Carolina Live at 9 a.m., a whole afternoon and morning of Tar Heel Sports. And it's going to be a good one. Mack Brown, thank you so much for being with us today, and good luck on Saturday.
Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you for listening to Mondays with Mack, presented by Chapel Hill Tire. Hey, save $25 when you spend $75 or more during football season at any of Chapel Hill Tire's 11 area locations. Just find and click on the Drive of the Game banners on chapelboro.com for full details. And tune in to 97.9 on the Hill for Carolina football games. I mentioned the Inside Carolina Live pregame show that starts at 9 o'clock on Saturday morning. Listen for the Drive, Happy Drive of the Game, presented by Chapel Hill Tire.